There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, put your mittens on your kittens, and away we go. Hour number two of Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. The phone number, 343-0106. Works for a text as well. Same number, 343-0106. And you can always leave us a talkback message using the FM Talk 106.5 app. This segment of the show brought to you by my man Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I got to feel like this is some of the high season for Trey out there, although he can get to you right away. He can get even sometimes day of appointments. But as people get ready to say, okay, in 2025, we're going to get cleaned up around the house. We're going to get organized around the house. Like I've told you, my pro tip is the fewer things you have in your way, the easier it is to get organized. That's why 1-800-GOT-JUNK makes that easy. Stuff out of your house, junk out of your house, they can do that. Junk around your house. As he points out, he said, man, not just inside the house. He said, we remove above ground pools, giant trampolines, swing sets, storage buildings and backyards. Are you trying to get a house ready to sell, getting the last stuff out of there you don't want? That's junk, or a storage unit, anywhere. You got junk, you need it gone. You need my personal friend, Trey, homeboy Trey. He's been doing it 16 plus years in Mobile and Baldwin counties, getting rid of junk. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and give him a call. Make that appointment today. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Without further delay, I'd love to hear any kind of Christmas stories from my man Dale Leash from Landnap, landnapmobile.com. You got any kind of tales of comedy from over your Christmas? What happened?
Oh, nothing. I had to put together a swivel chair for my daughter. She wanted a swivel chair for a desk. So I had to put that together late.
When
Christmas
did you do that? Yes, exactly. Cool. So I've been there with the young ones.
It was like 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
You know what's nice is doing that. I've done that in the past with things, and then the parts aren't all there, and you're realizing,
yes, that's annoying.
You're out in your shop trying to find, well, that bolt is kind of that, that bolt's kind of like this. Look, if it fits, it kind of fits, and you're working on that. You're about a six pack in, and there you go, Santa.
Yeah, and then like it was funny too because we didn't wrap it because like it was a Santa gift, so we don't wrap Santa gifts. But also she's 8, so she's right on the cusp of, like, not believing anymore. So she was like, we did the whole cookies with milk thing, and, hey, Santa brought you these gifts. And then she asked us, oh, Mommy, Daddy, where did you get the gifts? Like, I think she knows, but she's playing along. So I'll take it as long as it lasts, I guess.
Yeah, I think I played long into my mid-20s, so whatever it took.
Hey, so speaking of, right?
Yeah. That's right. Speaking of Christmas and Santa and all that, one of your stories up over at landnapmobile.com gives the stats. I heard all the stories about it. It's sober Santa, which we hope Santa generally is sober. But they popped a lot of people here for what, driving drunk or what's MPD say?
Well, the vast majority of the citations were just regular traffic issues, right? There were single digit DUIs in the whole operation, but I think there were 120 citations, I think, or over 100, maybe it was over 100 citations. Most of those were just your, kind of a ticky tack moving violations, stuff like that. And then I think there were 3 DUIs, over that. And that was 1 week. That was last weekend. So,
you know, I saw road rage, by the way. I saw a guy road raging on Christmas Eve. And I just sat back and said, out of all the times to have the road rage, I mean, never a good time. But Christmas Eve, the guy's hollering at people and whipping his car around there on Dolphin Street. I'm like, really? On Christmas Eve?
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes you can't control it, you know?
No, like, you should always be able to control yourself.
I don't know. People stop at blinking yellow lights, and that gives me road rage. So stop doing that. Blinking yellow lights are not a stop sign, everybody.
No, but you know why I think people do that? Here's why I think people do that, and not stopping, but coming. I get very, very slow because I don't believe in my fellow driver out there, you know, on that red light. Or, you know, if you'll have them, even when we go to all blinking red lights or something like that, people think, well, the last person went, so I can just go, you know, versus treating it like a stop sign.
Right. I mean, yeah, you can't control what other the actions of other people, but like stopping at a blinking yellow is also not safe. So
no, you're right, 100%.
Yeah. I'll fight you, Sean. I will fight you over this.
You need to calm down, Leash. You need to calm down right now. You want to pull your truck over? Pull it over here. Let's get this sorted out on the side of the road like real men. Speaking of legal, too, of course, this was what Santa
good
delivered,
segue.
I guess. The segue into the filing of the lawsuit that had been. You had done a lot of interviews over this. I had talked to former Chief Prime many times. He was saying back then that there would be a lawsuit coming, or they were working on a lawsuit. Well, it finally hit as a Christmas gift here on Christmas Eve.
It did, like 1:30 on Christmas Eve, the afternoon of Christmas Eve. So I, of course, had to put off slapping on my Christmas jammies and write a story before we did any of the family stuff or while the family stuff was going on. But it's a very thorough lawsuit. It talks, and there's a lot of stuff in there that I didn't get in the initial story. There'll probably be an updated and more complete story in the next week's newspaper on the first, but this kind of a primer to the whole thing. Yeah, it was filed Christmas Eve. You know, it accuses Chief of Staff Barber and the mayor with wrongdoing in relation to Chief Prime's dismissal as police chief. Conspiracy. There's a charge of, a civil charge of conspiracy or charge of civil conspiracy. There are accusations of slander and libel in there. So it also lists five of the seven city council members as defendants.
Yeah, and why is that? I was looking at the story and why is that? Why aren't they all listed? I mean, the five of the seven, I know Councilman Gregory, she's not on there, and who else is not on there? Somebody else is not on there.
Josh Woods is not listed. Yeah.
So I'm wondering why though. Why are they listed and not listed?
Good question. If you read the entire complaint, there is a segment in there that talks about Prine meeting with Gina Gregory and like a surrogate of Josh Woods, somebody who's standing in for Josh Woods at the time, and they apparently at some point discussed. So they had discussed some of the intricacies of what was going on between Jim Barber and Prine, and this was I don't know if you remember the whole controversy with the supposed no confidence vote the conversation that he and Jim allegedly had, where there was talk of the council doing a no confidence vote in the suit. Gina Gregory tells Prine, she's one of the ones that tells Prine that she's not aware of any upcoming no confidence vote. So, if you're reading between the lines, I think that's probably why she's not listed as a defendant. And she may have just, there are, quote, defamatory statements listed by council member who made them in the suit. So I think that might be true, too. She may just not have made any what they consider defamatory comments. But there's two ways to look at it. It was either he left her out because she spoke with him you know, about the no confidence vote, or she just, and I don't remember what, if any, comments she made at the time. She may have just not made any comments that he considered defamatory either, because they are listed one by one, mm-hmm. The council members who made what he considered defamatory comments are listed in there by name, you know, with their own little section. So
also listed, you know, you went through because some of the higher ups of city, the executive branch, but you also it also listed in this lawsuit former U.S. Attorney Kenyon Brown, who we remember brought that report out where he went through each of the six situations with Mobile Police Department use of force. And it was interesting. Remember back then he would read through them and talk about all these things that were done wrong there. And then at the conclusion of each one, he almost said, I don't know if the right word is that it wasn't illegal or something, but he like said, bad, 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 but this stuff is not illegal or something to that effect. Maybe use another term. Remember that?
I do. And this, yeah, I think that was more along the lines of the report itself being the accusation in the lawsuit. Let me be clear. The accusation in the lawsuit is that the report was devised as a way to single Prine out. And I think that's why Kenyon Brown is listed as a defendant in the suit. That was a big thing that Prine, you know, brought up when the Brown report came out, is that it was used as a way to make him look bad. And so I think that mm-hmm. that's where the naming of Kenyon Brown in the suit comes from.
Yeah. Also, there is another firm you listed here.
That's Kenyon Brown's law firm, I believe.
Okay.
Or is it Johnson? And there's also a consultant firm that's listed in the suit. I just cannot remember the name of it off the top of my head.
You know, and so, he talks about all these. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's a wide ranging lawsuit with a lot of accusations. Many that we've heard before, so not a total surprise. Some that were new that I put in there, but you know, a lot of the complaints that Chief Prine had made previously about this whole thing were in there. It was a very thorough. You know, it was a 40-page lawsuit. Perfect Christmas Eve reading material.
Yeah, for sure. You know how to live.
Yeah.
You boil it down, though. I wonder, I mean, the wide-ranging, a lot of people name different allegations here. But I remember back in interviews, and I know you did them as well, but interviews I had with former Chief Prine, it seemed I kept going, okay, but give me, like, the one big thing or, you know, all these, the cogs of the wheel. And it seemed like this idea that this, I don't know, it was an ask or a command for him to release the autopsy data on Juwan Dallas, which he said with the ongoing grand jury would have been illegal at that point. I mean, that seems to be like the crux of his argument.
Correct. There was a reporter who's named in the lawsuit, not as a defendant, mind you, just their name appears in the lawsuit as sort of the, that whole thing being the catalyst. I did not name that reporter. I have not been able to speak to them yet about it. But so they're not named in the story. But there's a reporter the autopsy report was allegedly leaked to, and Prine was asked to be a second source on that according to the lawsuit, and refused to do so because he said it was still under grand jury deliberation. And it would have been illegal to have released that. And that was the first thing that they brought up in the factual allegations of the lawsuit. Really seems like they were viewing that as the catalyst for sort of him not going along with that was the reason why he was eventually let go.
And do we, I mean, I know you and I have probably talked about this before, but I mean, we do know that that is an illegal thing to do, or it's unethical. I guess it said it was illegal or unethical.
The district attorney has previously said that things like that are not legal. I don't know specifically. I don't know the circumstances of this one, so I can't say whether or not it was, you know, quote unquote illegal. But I know that they typically don't release information that the grand jury is looking at to the media. And in the past, they have said that they can't do that under state law. Like I said, I don't know the circumstances of what happened here, or even if it did happen, so I can't say one way or the other.
Y'all can check out this full story, plus the updates coming up in the upcoming issue of Lanyap. But also, as you if you forgot to get Uncle Merle his Christmas gift, or you still got a chance here to get them the digital, say, oh, you know what, I forgot the other night. Here it is. Here's your Christmas gift. I had it all this time. I just forgot to get it to you. The digital subscription to Lanyap.
I think Uncle Merle is a subscriber. And he calls with some interesting ideas on aliens. He calls us a lot, so maybe Uncle Earl can take a break. But everyone else, Lanyap makes a great gift. Have people start off the new year the knowledgeable way by subscribing to Lanyap website. You get all the latest breaking stories. If you want to read about the lawsuit, you got to get a subscription because it's not been in the paper yet. So, if you want to get all of that plus a digital copy of the paper each week, you have to subscribe. LanyapMobile.com is the website.
Good stuff. Happy New Year ahead of time to you, man, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, there he goes, Dale Leach from Lanyap, LanyapMobile.com. We're coming right back. More Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Glad to have you along.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Yeah, I heard a couple updates there. The Arkansas Red Wolves playing in the game here in town. Do you take a critter that is critically endangered? And there's a lot of nerd things about me out there. My interest in red wolves is pretty high. I've done some interviews in the past on the Outdoor Show with some of the people working on trying to save the last few of them out there. Do you use a highly endangered, probably soon to be extinct species as the Arkansas red wolf? What just happened to the wolves? Because red wolves, they're teetering on the edge. All right. Welcome back. 343-0106. 343-0106 can get you through to the show on a text or a phone call. Also coming up, Greenland in the mix. I was talking about this. I've talked about it several times over the years. My idea was if global warming keeps at this pace and you've got melting of the ice caps, you go to Greenland. And I found out I couldn't own land. I can own like a house, but I can't own land in Greenland. Trump's talking about that. But my idea was, hey, buy a bunch of stuff that's covered with snow now. And then you have, give it 5 years, it all melts, and you can run cattle up there on some cheap grazing land. But we'll talk about what Trump had to say about that in the Panama Canal in just a little bit. I mentioned this Christmas story. I had to get to this one from over at Yellowhammer News. Here you go. This is what was happening in somewhere else, not your house, on Christmas Eve. Two men, Derek Bean and Keith Davis, were arrested near Alabama's Fountain Correctional Facility on Christmas Eve after being found with potential Christmas presents for the inmates. Okay, so what do you get an inmate there? So the backpack was found containing drugs, cell phones, and charging blocks. And we remember all the discussion of what goes on in Alabama's prisons. Those things are present every day in Alabama's prisons. Even with, remember they do the crackdown on the cell phones, and then there's a bunch back in there. It said authorities, canine units, and local police discovered the suspects in a wooded area near the prison. How about we don't have wooded areas near the prison? So where the backpack that they had held, here you go. Here's what was on the Christmas list for the folks in prison. Backpack held marijuana, methamphetamine, cocaine, fentanyl, and contraband items. I would say those also would be contraband items. Both men faced multiple charges, including possession with the intent to distribute and promoting prison contraband as the investigation continues. So there you go. They were doing their own Santa. Instead of coming down the chimney, you're going over the razor wire or something like that with gifts of marijuana, methamphetamine, cocaine, fentanyl, and contraband items. Merry Christmas, everybody. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, speaking of my man Bill Finch, I wonder if I was sending this picture in. I took it there during the news break of my Christmas tree, and like a live tree. And I went this route this year, cut one down here on the farm. It's not a regular blue spruce, or the eastern red cedar. And I've sent him a picture of the eastern red cedar. I mean, it's not bushy like a regular Christmas tree. It's a little leggy, but it served the purpose. The eastern red cedar. See if we find another species next year. Start mixing it up here on Christmas trees. I'll send this to Bill, get his reaction, and we'll check that all out together on Sunday morning. All right, and we can grab some text here at 343-0106. Let's see. We'll get to those. I do want to do the Greenland story for just a second here. And, of course, the discussion's been about the Panama Canal, taking that back. I talked to Congressman Jerry Carl about that earlier this week. Now the story from Politico and elsewhere says Trump wants Greenland and its 55,000 EU citizens to I guess, be part of the United States, or at least purchase it. The EU says no comment. Says Greenland says the island's fate must lie with Greenlanders, but the EU declines to comment on comments. Says, are you a Greenlander worrying about U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's latest claim that American ownership and control of your homeland is a necessity? It says there's a question here, interrogatory. Well, even though the vast majority of Greenlanders are EU citizens, the EU's diplomatic service, known as the European External Action Service, is not exactly coming out all guns blazing against Trump's suggestion of an impending land grab. He said, I can offer you EU, I guess this is Anwar El Anawi, a EU spokesperson for the Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, said, I can offer you a quick reply. We do not comment on comments. All right. Greenland, an autonomous Danish territory, is not in the EU, but is classed as a overseas territory associated with the EU. Out of the almost 57,000 people living on the giant mineral-rich island, only about 2,000 are non-Danes, meaning the population is mostly EU citizens. Trump expressed his renewed interest in acquiring Greenland after having initially done so back in 2019. On Sunday, when he appointed his new ambassador to Denmark, PayPal founder and former U.S. ambassador to Sweden, Kenneth Howery, Trump said in a post on Truth Social, for purposes of national security and freedom throughout the world, the United States of America feels that the ownership and control of Greenland is an absolute necessity, end quote. Says not everyone is as standoffish as Brussels when it comes to expressing disapproval of Greenland falling into American hands. Yet Greenland's prime minister, I think it's Mute Egede, I'm guess, Mute Egede. Yeah, how about just try Mute Egede? And Danish speakers, correct me on that, said on Facebook on Monday, Greenland is ours. We are not for sale. We'll never be for sale. And he said he insisted that Greenland belonged to Greenlanders who must not lose their long struggle for freedom. Originally, except when Denmark took it as a possession, right? Officially, Copenhagen aligns itself with Igadi's position on this. Just hours after Trump's remarks, Denmark announced it would boost the defense spending in Greenland to at least 1.3 billion euros, though the Danish defense minister, Troels Lund Poulsen, called the timing the irony of fate. The governments of Greenland and Denmark did not immediately reply for comment here. It's he's talked about this before, and I've talked about it. If you've got, I see potential there, right? You can look at the situations and say, it's back to the day where people say, well, there is global warming. Now, I think the question is it man-made global warming or not? But there has been a rise in temperatures. You look at the globe, and it affects the northern areas more than more temperate zones like here, right? Those smaller movements in temperature. But I've looked at it. It's like, okay, so we got that. So they called it Greenland, right? The idea was to get people to move there, call it Greenland, which it was anything but green, except right in the edges to the water and the fjords and all that. They wanted to call it Greenland to get people moved there. I guess they named Iceland to keep people the hell out of there. I don't know. But if it's going to go green and you're going to have all this land that's going to now be out from under the snow and the ice and all that stuff, I mean, think about the agricultural potential there. Maybe that's where Trump is on this. But yes, Greenland in the mix. What do you think? Should we? I don't think you can just buy it, but would you be interested in adding some kind of would you like to be able to just fly without a passport to Greenland? I want to go. I'd go to Greenland in a heartbeat. Any of y'all been there before? I've watched more than one YouTube documentary on it. Never been there, but I'm interested. Flown over it before, but never been there. Let's see here. Yeah, we got time. We'll get to this, and we may have to follow this up here after the news break. But this I mentioned at the beginning of the show, here in this Christmas season, what's happening with England is a basket case, I think. I not to say everybody there is a basket case. Their reaction and their political knee-jerkism that's there to recoil from any kind of comment that they may not be accepting of all cultures, and therefore the English run the other way and say, oh, yes, we are, yes, we are. This story from the Daily Mail, this is a United Kingdom publication, entitled, O Come, All Ye Wokeful. Now carols, so Christmas carols, are censored by the Church of England so they don't upset other faiths. Now, this is one, I mean, you can go find a story a day about something woke and crazy, but sometimes they're like, yeah, they picked out this one little thing. This one to me, I think, is worth talking about. Listen to the story here. So priests have been told to edit popular carols this Christmas to avoid upsetting other religions. Okay, so you got the Church of England. Their priests have been told to edit the popular carols to avoid upsetting other religions. So the Church of England has been accused of losing the plot after it urged clergy to alter their Advent hymns so that congregations can celebrate the festive season without causing unnecessary offense. Jiminy Christmas. Christian hymns such as O Come Emmanuel have been singled out for depicting other faiths as being outside of God's grace. Let me ask you this. The religions that would be offended by that in the United Kingdom, okay? And I'm going to say the leader on that, if they believe they're offended, would be people of Islamic faith. Is there places in the Islamic faith where they say, well, you can do something else. Well, I don't want to offend you. Islam's not the only way. Can you send me that, please, if you've got that, because it doesn't exist. So an email was sent to clergy in the Birmingham, like here's Birmingham, but there's Birmingham diocese, said, quote, try to use language that won't add to further confusion or tension or take anything away from the good news of the nativity, end quote. The vicar who shared the email with the Mail on Sunday said the church has really lost the plot, adding that even Russian dictator Vladimir Putin doesn't order Orthodox churches to censor their carols at Christmas. Well, I think that vicar missed the plot as well. Putin has wrapped himself completely in the Orthodox Church, right? He's made that the big movement to return to the Eastern Orthodox Church. But they're saying even Putin doesn't dictate that the churches have to censor their carols at Christmas. I would argue that they know already they better not do that, right? I think it's one of those left unsaid kind of things in Russia. Also targeted was Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending, a favorite of Queen Victoria. Clergy have been sent a link to research that suggests the second verse contains, here we go, y'all, problematic words by stating Jesus is the true Messiah. So the Christian church, Church of England, a Christian church, is sending notes out to say, don't have any carols out there that says, that the Messiah is born, that Jesus is the true Messiah. What is the point at that point, too? Yeah, I mean, there's religions out there I disagree with that they have all the right in the world to exist. They don't need to capitulate to what I believe. Well, how? And so the vicar's saying they lost the plot, which is a pretty good turn of phrase. So a Christian church, the Church of England, has decided we're not going to have these carols out there that say anything about that we're the best, right? the fight and rally song for their church. We're not going to do that because that would offend somebody who's not in that church. Said, O Come, Emmanuel has upset the C of E's high command with the phrase captive Israel. Canon Chris Sugden, a former member of the General Synod and executive secretary of the Anglican Mainstream Group, I bet they party, said hymns should not be altered just because the church conforms to every progressive cause. I would agree. Maybe we can go in retroactively also. You found yourself here at Church of England because you did knee-jerk reaction to everything else, right? And so we don't want to hurt anybody else's feelings. He went on to add this, this guy I just quoted said, he added, if one was attending a Jewish or Hindu festival, would you expect them to alter the lyrics after the liturgy because there are some who might find them difficult? Who are the people they're going to object to this? People who attend Christmas carols will expect to have them sung properly. If the church cedes on this line, what else? I completely agree with him. At a certain point, if you cede everything here, if you say, hey, we're going to have this Church of England, this Christian church, but we're not going to have anything that says this is the right way, then you just kind of have a club, right? You don't have a religion. You just have a club of people like to get together, and you have some real pretty buildings, right? Once again, that doesn't take away from my desire from people in the United States believing in people's freedom of religion to practice the religion that is right for them. And they can say at their houses of worship, this is not the public square. This is a problem with England and its melding of, you know, the socialist government with the people's lives. You can look at this and say, That religion can say we're the best, we're the only way, the other one can as well. It's the beauty of our country. I know this is in England, but the beauty of our country is to say, you know, you got the right to do that. Although that seeps getting whittled away from. Said the, but the diocesan officials in the presence and engagement team claim the hymns have a strong emphasis on supersessionism, a doctrine which holds that Christianity is the one true religion. Once again, if you don't believe it's the one true religion, and I could talk to people that are Islamic about this and Hindu and Jewish, and if you don't believe it's the one, then what are you doing? It doesn't say, like, you know, in these carols, you know, Jesus is the one true way, and then go shut down and attack people who aren't that religious. It doesn't say that. That's in the true definition of Christianity. That's there. It doesn't say go wield violence. Although it's gotten twisted that way many times, but don't go wield violence over others. But if you don't believe you're doing the thing the right way, then why are you there? And I'm a person that has had problems with, you know, very specific Christian dogma. But I go, I can debate it with people from, you know, Protestant versus Catholicism, different Protestant groups, you know, what they say. I got sat in the hall a lot during Sunday school. I still remember how cold my butt was from sitting on the tile out there during Sunday school because I questioned things. And I think that's right and good. But if you're an adult and you are at this church, what are you doing if you don't think you're doing the right thing? Why even go? So this email went out that said some of the language used in our liturgy, hymns and readings, could easily cause confusion. No, it doesn't cause confusion unless you're confused by what the Church of England is. This is, once again, it's not to say the Church of England gets supremacy on other religions in England. It doesn't say Church of England is, you know, like it used to be. It doesn't get to do that. It just says within their house of worship, if they don't believe that they're doing the right thing, then why the hell are you there? I mean, that's not a rhetorical question. I mean, if you don't think, you know, if I go into y'all's church, whatever is different than mine, and they're saying, hey, we're the one true way. You got to do it this way. You got to, you know, you hold your head this way. You got to do this, that, and the other that's different than my church. You got all the right in the world to do that. And you can believe, you can be somebody like me that believes that at the end of it, I don't think the very, very narrow, I'm talking about narrow doctrine between like different Protestant sects and all that out there. I don't think God cares, but I don't know. I'm just some hayseed, but that's what I believe. That, you know, you go into somebody else's church and said, because you don't believe in doing it exactly this way, you're not going to make it. I can say, yeah, I'm going to roll the dice on this one. I believe we're all, you know, under the same umbrella here. But that church has all the right in the world to say that. Well, true, Michael pointing out, but it does. Michael says in the Church of England, and the Church of England isn't a Christian church. It's a Church of English monarchy as their head. It is, but it's still a Christian church. It is still a Christian church. Has it been the tool of the English monarchy? Of course it has. Unnamed texture says might as well be the Unitarian Church. Okay, but on the flip, the Unitarian Church has all the right in the world to say that, you know what, everybody else is wrong and we're right and anyway is right. They have all the right in the world to say that, but they don't go in and change their liturgy because they think it's going to offend somebody who comes and hears their Christmas carol. It's just, sometimes I think we're living in some kind of parallel universe where everybody wants to say the emperor's clothes are fantastic and the emperor's got no clothes. And is this something that's rolling across the landscape, forcing people into this church's right and left? No. And does the Church of England have the right to be stupid? Sure they do. But this is stupid. This is stupid. And at that point, too, if you're in the Church of England there, why the heck do you go? Is it a church or is it a club? Good place to go hang out. I want a little quiet reflection time on a Sunday morning. And we want some real fancy buildings. Ancient buildings are beautiful. If that's what it is for you, then that's what it is. All right, coming right back. More of a uplifting conversation right here on Midday Mobile. 343-0106.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you along. 343-0106 gets you through. 343-0106. If you didn't, and I reacted to this before Christmas, and then I heard Dalton talking about what I had to say the other day about the Alabamian of the Year. This is one of these things we get what we deserve, I guess. We put it up for the vote out there, and the Attack Owls got the award here. The Attack Owls. Alabama, of all the other, did it most move the needle in the news cycle in 2024? I don't believe so, but y'all believe so. So they got it. We'll do it all again next year, and maybe have a similar goofy outcome on it as well. All right, the text line here. Yeah, once again, people, it's not that I want all churches to agree. I just, if that church, the Church of England, is saying, hey, don't have carols. If the carols were something truly offensive, it'd be one thing. But don't have carols that claim that Jesus is born, the Messiah is born. This is the way. Then why are you there? If you don't believe you're doing the right thing, why are you there? It's just leaves me scratching my head out there. All right, odds and ends here as we wrap up. So Christmas Day, what were you doing? Were you opening gifts, visiting with family, eating, sitting around? Not everybody, though. According to the story from WPMI, said sheriff's office seeks clues in Christmas Day highway gunfight in Mobile. And what says Christmas more than a good old-fashioned gunfight? Although, I tell you what, ammunition must not be hard to find. And people got some ammo because they shot all day yesterday. People must have gotten boxes of ammo, and my neighbors out here decided to shoot half of it or more yesterday. It's like, no wonder we have an ammo shortage. All right, so from WPMI, it says, according to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, on Wednesday, December 25th, y'all, that's Christmas if you didn't know, Mobile County Sheriff's Office was notified by MPD of a shooting that occurred in the area of McDonald Road and I-10, where two victims were admitted to a local hospital with gunshot wounds. Mobile County Sheriff's Office detectives arrived to the local hospital, interviewed one of the victims, a driver who was shot in the lower leg, in her lower leg. The victims told detectives they were heading north on McDonald Road towards I-10 when she observed a burgundy Hyundai, driving ahead of her. The burgundy Hyundai with the Virginia tag began to slow down and make multiple brake checks. The vehicle's suspect vehicle slowed down and was driving parallel with her when she observed an unknown black male operating the vehicle. The victim stated the driver of the Hyundai smiled at her and fired a shot, striking her vehicle. Now, the nice thing is, Christmas spirit, he smiled at her before he did it, right? That's the Christmas spirit coming out. Second victim, who was in the passenger seat, then returned one shot to the suspect's vehicle. Both victim and suspect exchanged fire while driving. Now, they say they're unknown to each other, and we'll see. But, I mean, you get a smile, you get the shot, and then you got somebody in the back seat there, or somebody in the passenger seat. They're ready to go, and they start shooting. Victim driving told detectives she saw where her passenger was slumped over in his seat with a serious gunshot injury to his neck and then drove to the local hospital. Passenger was immediately transported to another local hospital because of his injuries and listed in critical condition. They're looking for more information on this. If you have any from the Christmas Day rolling gunfight, contact Mobile County Sheriff's Office at 574-8633 or go to their website, mobileso.com, for crime tips. All right, do it all again tomorrow. Paul Feinbaum on the way next.